From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexico's Navy says there are no missing children at a collapsed Mexico City school where rescuers have been hunting for a girl they believe still to be trapped. Assistant Navy Secretary Angel Enrique Sarmiento says there is no evidence of a person who was a child inside, but there may be a school worker still alive in the trapped rubble. The search for the supposedly missing girl has been a focus of attention across the country as a symbol of hope following Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 quake. Sarmiento says 11 children were rescued alive after the quake and 19 children and 6 adults died. The quake injured more than 2,000 people and killed 245 at least. Admitting Canada has failed its indigenous population, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the United Nations his government would do a better job to improve the lives of Aboriginal Canadians and achieve reconciliation.
Our efforts to build a better relationship with Indigenous peoples in Canada are not only about righting historic wrongs. They are about listening and learning and working together.
Trudeau called Canada's colonization a great shame and promised to do more to help the nation's 1.4 million Indigenous people. Rescuers fanned out to reach stunned victims Thursday, and millions of Puerto Ricans face the dispiriting prospect of weeks or perhaps even months without electricity after Hurricane Maria ravaged the island. Maria's death toll across the Caribbean climbed to at least 19, nearly all of them on the hard-hit island of Dominica. This is VOA News. Israel's support of next Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Dorian Jones has a story.
Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. But with Turkey having its own restive Kurdish minority, Israel's support of the vote has drawn strong condemnation in Turkey. Aydın Selçem, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained. Analysts warn if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara, whatever their mutual interests. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new economic sanctions against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance and ease the path for trade with Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime. Trump made the announcement alongside South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, both of whom praised the U.S. action. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin described what the sanctions would allow.
This new executive order will authorize Treasury to impose a range of sanctions, such as suspending U.S. correspondent account access to any foreign bank that knowingly conducts or facilitates significant transactions tied to trade with North Korea.
Mnuchin said that foreign financial institutions were now on notice and could choose to do business with the U.S. or North Korea, but not both. Thousands gathered at the gates of Catalonia's regional judicial body in Barcelona to demand the release of a dozen officials arrested in connection with a vote on independence that Spanish authorities are challenging as illegal. Philip Alexio reports.
The demonstrators answered a call by pro-independence civic groups to stage long-term street protests against the police surprise crackdown one day earlier. Catalonia represents a fifth of Spain's economy and enjoys wide self-government, although key areas such as infrastructure and taxes are in the hands of central authorities. Polls consistently show the region's inhabitants favor holding a referendum but are roughly evenly divided over independence from Spain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
British police say a 21-year-old man arrested over last week's London subway bombing was released without charge. Five other men remain in custody. The freed suspect, originally from Syria, was detained outside a fast food restaurant in West London on Saturday, a day after the rush hour attack on a subway train where 30 people were injured. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.